primary going to be white?
It's, well, I think we have to convince a majority of Republicans to vote for me. And that's, I mean, we all know the game plan. It's getting as many people as possible to say nice things. It's getting the resources put together and building a campaign that's competitive. And I think we'll be there.
What are the key issues going to be for you? You said tax cuts?
Well, the key issues is the size of government, the overspending, because as a small business owner and someone that has to manage a family's budget, we look at the government has enough resources. It's a priorities, and they're spent. They're overspending, and so we need to get spending under control. That's going to be the big issue.
You had mentioned subsidies. What subsidies should be scaled back or cut?
Well, I think right now we need to look at a comprehensive, at the whole federal budget. I mean, right now the first place that I would look would be foreign aid. I think we're sending way too much money to people that don't like us, or want to do us good things for us. I think we also need to look at things like our support of the UN and how much money we're using when they keep passing resolutions that are not friendly to the United States. So there's two areas, but we need to look at a comprehensive. I'm going to take a black pen to Washington, D.C. and look into the budget and find all sorts of places where there's redundancy, where there's abuse, where there's waste, and we're going to root that out.
Some Republican groups have implied that they're going to get involved in this primary, where in the past they wouldn't have taken sides. Do you think you can attract that kind of support?
Well, it's the only thing that's going to matter is Iowa voters and Iowa Republican voters in the primary. And so I'm taking my message on the road to all 99 counties and sharing that positive vision for our future and our kids' future.
Have you started fundraising yet?
Yes, we continue to fundraise on a daily basis. That's obviously an important part of our campaign, but I think it's also important to meet people and shake hands. And I think you see we had some friends in the room today, and they're all going to go out and say nice things as well.
Were you talking about drones when you mentioned the government spying on people?
Not in particular, no.
What were you referring to?
Well, I think we look at the concerning things that we just don't have answers to. Things like what happened with the IRS and their recent investigation and audits of conservatives, to start with.
What happens if we text that number to Iowa? Is that an automatic donation, or is that, does you get out of bed?
No, it's called Text to Join, and it is a way for people to sign up for our campaign and to continue to get updates. But no, we're not receiving any money for that.
Obviously, there's been a lot of conflict in Washington of late. A lot of people seem to not want to get into this race because they think it'll be impossible to get anything done there. What makes you different?
Well, I think you look at my experience as a small business owner, as a federal prosecutor, and as a husband and father, and I obviously have a core set of convictions, and I'd like to try to make a difference. And that's what I think this campaign is going to be about, is someone that's willing to take a stand and make a difference.
The National Organization of College Republicans has a report out today saying that they don't feel like the Republican Party is appealing to their generation. How do you appeal to young Republicans and get more young people to join the Republican Party?
Well, we've already reached out to the college Republicans here in the state of Iowa. In fact, I was in Muscatine last night and happened to have a chance to talk to the person that's running and is the president of the college Republicans. So that will obviously be a part of our campaign. And you find out, mostly you listen to what is on their minds and what they think needs to happen with our country.
What's your take on the immigration reform bill that's making its way through Congress, as some people are arguing that Republicans need to maybe broaden their message to bring in more immigrant voters?
Right. Well, I mean, I see those as two different questions, but as it relates to the immigration bill, I don't support amnesty. As a former prosecutor, I enforce the immigration laws. I understand they're broken. I've been to the borders in Canada and Mexico, and I see the significant challenges we face. But the current bill, I wouldn't support amnesty or a path to citizenship. But I think we do need to fix the problem, and we need to secure the border first.
And do you think you'll be making a special attempt to attract the immigrant vote, Hispanic vote, Latino vote?
Well, we're going to attract all voters. We obviously are going to share a positive vision for growth and opportunity and a strong America.
And just to be clear, the current Senate bill, you're defining that path to citizenship that's in that bill as amnesty. Is that what you consider amnesty?
Yes.
So you don't support the current legislation?
I do not. But I think there is significant problems that we need to fix, and I would like to go to Washington. See, I'm not from Washington, so some of these pending bills and legislation, I haven't had time to roll up my sleeves and really dig into those. But as I understand the current bill, I would not support amnesty.
With all the hearings going on, is that noise to you, or are you going to use it as a platform?
Which hearings are you talking about?
With the IRS, Benghazi, everything that's going on?
Well, certainly as a former prosecutor, I've investigated things and examined witnesses. And, you know, we just need some answers. As it relates to Benghazi, there are so many unanswered questions and so many different stories we've heard. And the same thing with the IRS. I mean, you kind of wait and see what happens the next day. The story seems to continue to change. So, obviously, that's part of my background and who I am. But, you know, we look for kind of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and somebody that's not from Washington, D.C., we just all shake our heads and we can't believe what they're doing out there right now.
Government spending, do you support government aid coming to states, you know, like Iowa for the flooding or Oklahoma for the recent natural disasters there, or is that
certainly the government has a role, especially in disaster relief. My comment about aid was relating to foreign aid, particularly like an example would be aid to like Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Should every dollar of disaster aid though within the U.S. be offset in the budget?
Well, we can't predict God-made disasters, and so it's a real challenge to make sure that we have taken the right priorities and made the tough choices so that when our fellow Americans need help and it's appropriate, that we can be there and not just continue to borrow it.
You talked about walking in Ted Cruz's footsteps. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I admire the very few people in Washington, D.C. that stand on their convictions, and so you know, anyone that's willing to speak up for what they believe, I'm in favor of.
Any other questions before we go? Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.